Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I spoke to a neuroscientist about the negative effects alcohol has on our brain, so I decided I'm going to take 12 months off and bring you along for the journey. Each week, I'm going to document how it's affected me physically, emotionally, socially, and also financially. Welcome to 28 and Sober.
Hello to every single good human out there, and welcome to 28 and Sober, week number 41. My 1 year journey into stopping drinking alcohol, and I'm getting close, just 12 weeks left, and far out it has been quite the journey. I just wanted to quickly say a big warm welcome to all of the new subscribers, all of the new people who are tuning into this podcast. The last week has been the biggest week ever for this podcast, and I'm just so grateful for every single one of you. It's been just phenomenal, the response from a few of the last few weeks' podcast. There's been a massive, massive uptake of subscribers and listeners. And yeah, I just want to thank everyone and let you all know I'm very grateful for you all. And hopefully if you enjoy the podcast, you can share it with some friends and we can continue to grow this, because the Good Human Factory is my little mental health organization where I run workshops, I run this podcast, I do merchandise. And yeah, I'm really just trying to shake up the mental health industry. I'm trying to give us a place to come that can give resources that are a little bit left field through storytelling, through Sober Challenge, through gratitude groups. And yeah, just bring you all part of this community of trying to make our lives that little bit better through taking some positive action. So thank you to everyone who's tuning in. Make sure if you aren't subscribing, you hit that subscribe button. If you are enjoying it, please hit the 5-star rating as well. There's literally 10 to 15,000 of you listen each week, and there's only a couple hundred 5-star ratings. So if you're enjoying it, please just take a few minutes today and yeah, leave us a little rating, leave us a review, send me a message. Let me know if you're enjoying it, because yeah, it really means the world to me knowing this podcast is having a positive impact on so many of you. I've also been just getting so many messages. So thank you to everyone who's doing that. It's great to hear everyone else's stories. It really inspires me to keep doing what I'm doing. And as well, just a big shout out. I came down to Sydney this week, so I guess I'll talk about my sober journey this week. So I've had a pretty interesting week. I had a few days at home on the Gold Coast, and then I came down to Sydney on Friday because I had a big surfing contest over the weekend in Newcastle. So I flew down on Friday night, drove up to Newcastle with my dad, which was really nice to spend some time with him. And then these weekends that I go away with my board riders club are almost, well, every time I've ever done it before with my board riders club has been fueled by alcohol, in not a bad way, but it was always a good way for the boys to come together and catch up, and all the dads would be away from their wives and the boys would just be hanging out. And I don't know, it felt really nice. My dad doesn't drink either. He hasn't had a drink in 10 years because he used to have a bit of a problem with it. So me and him kind of just cruised on the Friday night and had a chilled night in. And then we got up on Saturday and we got a call from my mum that my pop had passed away in the morning on the Saturday morning, which was pretty tough for me and my family to deal with. But he had been going through quite a few health problems over the last fortnight. We thought we lost him a couple of weeks ago and kind of all said our goodbyes. And he's a trooper. The doctors and hospital were calling him Superman because he just would not go. But unfortunately, he lost his fight on Saturday morning. And that was about 30 minutes before I surfed my first heat in the event on Saturday, which, yeah, it was pretty hard to wrap my head around. But I feel like we did quite well in the surf comp. And then that Saturday night, that was probably something that was pretty tricky for me, not drinking, because sometimes I feel like commiserating is one of the main reasons why drinking happens. When somebody passes away, when something hard happens in life, we turn to alcohol to try and just maybe forget a little bit and numb ourselves a bit. But without drinking, I had a really nice Saturday night. Me and dad went out with the team, had dinner, and then they all went out to a pub to listen to watch a band, and me and dad just went home and actually watched the big bash cricket together and cruised, and we're in bed early and just talked about my pop and had a nice night. Actually, that afternoon we did something as well that was a big eye-opener that I think it's important to talk about, and something that really shifted my mind. I went and saw my uncle who lives in Newcastle. with his wife, and he's my dad's brother, and he's actually got, unfortunately, got dementia. And over the last year, it's just gotten way worse. So the last time I saw him, he was really forgetful and kind of remembered who I was, and we could have a chat. And he's only 62. And then, yeah, this time when I and on top of this, his uncle was pretty is really special to me. He taught me how to play golf. He would always let me stay with him when I'd go to Newcastle for surf comps, would play golf. He would take me down the events. He would always be a massive supporter, and he was one of my biggest, literally biggest fans. He'd watch every one of my events when I was around the world. And, yeah, going to see him, and now him with dementia, and he's been putting in a home this week because, yeah, we went there and he couldn't even remember who my dad was, couldn't remember who I was, and it was really hard to see. And to be honest, it was a big eye-opener for me to understand the struggles that dementia do bring to people, and it makes me even more proud of being a supporter and a sponsored sponsored person and a rapper sponsoring this podcast, because I understand the importance now of neuro decline and how important it is that we do take care of our brain, because watching my uncle like that was something that I truly hope nobody has to go through. It's such a cruel disease, dementia, and anybody who is dealing with stuff like that, I hope you can go be strong through it, because that was one of the hardest things I've had to go through. So that Saturday night was pretty difficult, not drinking, and then did the surf comp on Sunday. We made the semi-finals, which was great as well. It was really cool. Like, the surf community is obviously one that knows me quite well. So I think over the weekend I had about 15 people over 2 days come up to me and let me know they're enjoying the podcast, let me know they've liked certain episodes, and just be really nice to me about the work that I'm doing. So thank you so much to everyone who does come up to me. It really does warm my heart. It blows my mind the impact that this podcast and the platform that I'm building with the Good Human Factory is having on so many. So I just can't thank you all enough. If you haven't really checked out what the Good Human Factory is, take a minute, go over to thegoodhumanfactory.com, have a look around the website, check out our workshops, check out our merch. That's a massive one. If you want to support the work I'm doing and sort of do a bit more than just listen to the podcast or listen and subscribe, go over and pick up a piece of merch. There is still quite a few items on there, from our Be Kind to Your Mind shirt to our gratitude shirt. You can start making the impact that I feel like I get to make as well by wearing our merch around, telling people what the Good Human Factory is. It's a big community and you guys are all part of it. So I can't thank you all enough for that support. Use the code podcast for 25% off the merch, if I didn't just say that. But then Sunday we drove home and got to be with my mom and my two of my younger sisters and my dad and my younger sister's boyfriend and had dinner. And my pops, one of his favorite foods takeaway was Chinese. So we had Chinese all together. And that was probably one of the harder moments of this sober year. Me and my pop always would spend time together. When I'd come down, I'd go and catch up with him, and we'd always have one cold 4X or one cold VB together. So it was pretty hard not being able to just have a beer to commemorate my pop. And that was probably one of the harder moments, I'd say, of this whole year. But I'm staying strong to the challenge. And it's been an interesting week, and I think it's important that I share those weeks that are tough for me as well. But I'm doing well, to be honest. It's been a big eye-opener and a really good perspective check, from my uncle to losing my last grandparent. But life goes on. Life's good. Make sure you take care of the people around you. Make sure you really give the people that you love a big hug. Let them know how much they mean to you. Tell your friends how much you love them, because you really don't know when the end could come or when things like dementia and diseases can come, because this weekend was a big perspective shift for me, and hopefully my story can maybe inspire you a little bit. So thank you to everyone who tunes in. If you're enjoying the pod, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Make sure you tell a friend about this podcast. Tell them about the guest episodes you love. Share them with your friends, and go over to YouTube and check out the videos of all the new episodes as well. So thanks for tuning in. Love you all, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.